Turn around fast enough to catch your shadow. This article explains how come that you can only interact with Maya, which is not that in Sanskrit, i.e. not reality, illusion, shadow play, the hologram, etc. It is much less mystical than the Vedanta imagines it. It is quite simple and it's explained in this article. Without the capacity that I speak about here, you are going to continue living in Maya for all your life. But in Maya, you are fighting with shadows, the shadows of reality, and fighting shadows you don't have any power. So this article shows you the key to power, the key to effectively living your life, accomplishing what you came to accomplish and ultimately to fulfillment and satisfaction. Is that exciting enough for you? How does your mind avoid transformation? It seems quite simple, but not easy. It is near impossible to register, or to prove, because the mind doesn't even allow you to see it once. Only when you notice that you are not looking that you start looking. And you'll maybe see it in the corner of your eye. Not quite in front of you. When someone else points it out, you clam up. And will not look. So what do you actually do when I ask you to look? When I ask you to notice. When I want you to catch yourself. Weird as it may sound, you go, instantly, seamlessly, and unaware of it to the mind's main function, meaning. Anything that has meaning attached to it, i.e. it means something, is already at least one removed from observation, at least one removed from reality. Observation stays one level above, no meaning. Just facts. Anything a camera could record. No sound. For people, this is the hardest thing to do, observing. When I ask people to tell me what happened, they have no idea. It happened in a split second, and the next thing they know, what happened isn't there anymore, only the interpretation, the meaning, the mind have already taken over. It's not the mind that does the observation, the mind isn't in touch with any facet of reality. It is the attention and awareness, unrelated, unconnected capacities that do the work of observation. If you spend 90% of your time in the mind, then you have, probably, never used your attention and your awareness. So it will be a challenge, but a challenge worth taking on. As I am writing this, I am starting to contemplate that until this one capacity is strengthened enough so that it goes from a split second and lost paradigm to another paradigm, a view, a glimpse, that you can retain as a snapshot. There is no way any of the work of becoming a human being can be effective until you master this. Now, if you think understanding it is mastering, you are wrong. If you think doing it once is mastering, you are wrong. Mastering may take hundreds of hours, just like mastering anything. Do you think this is easier than playing the violin? Think again. Also, some have talent, some don't. But everyone is able to play the violin well. With enough practice. In the work I designed and delivered some 25 years ago, this was the only practice we did, for 2 whole years, every Monday, training your awareness to tell the what happened, reality, and the overlaid story, the interpretation, what you normally call what happened. Once you find out that none of the things you thought happened, you will have cleaned up the baggage you have been carrying around as your life, and will have a brand spanking new life. Imagine that. In 1988 the results were staggering, to say the least. Because I was at the very beginning of my journey, and had mastered only maybe 4 to 5 distinctions, I didn't realize how important and how fundamentally unavoidable that step was, training your inner eyes to hang out a little bit, so there is a slight separation between the what happened and the interpretation. Wow. And I think I can even train others to do this work, so we can actually have more leaders than just me. If the future of humanity depends on this work, then this seems to be the fastest way to involve more than the handful of people I can personally train. Once you master that first step, all I am talking about will become easy, and you'll be ready and able to do them. Your vibration will soar. In the meantime, I'll train you, if you take it on, in the Create a Context. Live Workshop. I'll do the first session twice, so the staggerers can catch up. Here are the dates. This coming Saturday, December 4, 2021, 12 p.m., 3 p.m. EST. December 11, 2021, 12 p.m., 3 p.m. EST. Saturday, December 18, 2021, 12 p.m., 3 p.m. EST. Saturday, January 8, 2022, 12 p.m., 3 p.m. EST. January 15. 2022, 12 p.m., 3 p.m. EST. If you quit after the first session, I'll refund half of your tuition. After the second session, there is no more refund. Learn to create a context. Get it at www.yourvibe.me/contextlive.